Superstition on the air.
It is our pleasure to offer you another short story in the series designed to disclose the origins of superstition. This one deals with the belief that if you open an umbrella in the house, it's an omen of bad luck.
Scott, Nancy, it's raining cats and dogs. I can't go out in this weather. Why, I'll be soaked through before I get to the streetcar.
Well, why don't you use that old umbrella, Gordon? It'll help some.
Yeah, that's an idea. Where is it?
In the closet, dear.
Oh, here it is. Let's keep it still in good shape.
Don't, Gordon. Don't.
Don't what?
Oh, Gordon, you've opened that umbrella in the house. Now something awful is sure to happen.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. Well, we haven't used this umbrella in such a long time. I just opened it to see if it was still whole.
Oh, but dear, don't you know that it's bad luck to open an umbrella in a house?
Oh, bosh, Nancy. That's silly.
Oh, no, it isn't silly, Gordon. I know a number of people who've opened umbrellas in their houses and have had bad luck.
Imagine anybody having bad luck from opening an umbrella in the house. Why, that's superstition.
Oh, it is it? Well, let me tell you, Smarty, that centuries ago, in the city of Rome, a tragedy that actually occurred there was responsible for starting this very belief. But do you know how the umbrella was regarded by ancient peoples?
No, I didn't even know they had umbrellas in those ancient days.
They surely did. Why, they were used in China about 2,000 years before the Christ, as well as in India and other Oriental countries. You see, the word umbrella is based on the Latin umbra, which means shade. And literally, umbrella means a shade from the sun or fire. So umbrella or parasol was really the same thing in the early days.
Say, how do you know all this?
Well, when my brother got hurt in that automobile accident, right after he had opened an umbrella in the house, I looked this data up. Anyway, the sunshade was first used only by sultans and princes as an emblem of royalty. And with the Persian monarchs, it also symbolized the power of life and death. So the custom of using the umbrella was introduced to the Greeks and Romans from the Orient.
That's interesting. But what about that tragedy you spoke of that was responsible for starting this belief? How did that happen?
Well, in about the year 84 B.C., there lived in Rome Drusilla, the beautiful wife of a Roman officer, Julius by name. While Julius was serving with the Roman legions at the Asiatic front, Drusilla had become infatuated with Livius, a young Roman noble. As our story opens, Paulus, a dear friend of Julius, has just arrived at his tent from Rome with the news of Drusilla's infidelity and...
Ah, Paulus, you have returned at last. And how did you find things in Rome?
My business was successful, Julius, and they are pleased in Rome with the progress our army has made here.
Splendid. And now, what news have you of my wife, Drusilla? Is she well?
She is well, Julius.
Yes? And what else? Hath she sent me no message, Paulus?
She did ask me to convey to you her respects and homage.
Come, then, tell me more. Verily, thy tongue is an unwilling one today. Do you not realize that I have not seen my wife for almost 4 years? I hunger for news of her. Tell me, is she still as beautiful?
Yea, Julius. Beautiful as the siren Circe, and...
And what? Why do you halt so in your speech, Paulus? Why does your voice sound so bitter? Hath Drusilla offended you that you do not wish to speak of her?
Julius, you know how dearly I love thee. You are my most esteemed friend, and I cannot bear to have your name degraded.
My name degraded? What do you mean? Speak, Paulus.
Forgive me, Julius, but I must tell you the truth. Your wife, Drusilla, is to blame by her shameful intrigue with Livius, and all Rome knows of it.
What? Why, you dog! I'll kill you! You lie! You lie!
Nay, Julius, I speak the truth.
My wife would not be party to such infamy. I tell you, you lie!
But I did come upon them myself in closest embrace. I saw them with my own eyes.
You did see them, Paulus?
Yea, Julius. And I have told you this because I cannot bear to see you disgraced in the eyes of your countrymen.
I shall go to Rome at once and find out for myself if this accusation is true. If you have lied, Paulus, beware, for I shall kill you. And if what you have said is true, I shall kill them.
Mistress Drusilla, which robe will you wear this afternoon?
The violet one, Julia, for I must look my loveliest when Livius comes to me today. I must dazzle him.
Oh, mistress, you have done that already. He worships you. But do you never fear that Julius, your husband, will return unexpectedly someday and find you with Livius?
Nay, Julia, he is too busy with his wars. For verily, he doth love war more than he does me.
But, mistress, you know the passionate temper of your husband. He would kill you if he found out.
Yea, you are right. For Julius is violent when enraged. But Livius would protect me, Julia, for he adores me.
And why not? Verily, you are the most beautiful woman in all Rome.
Oh, Julia, thou hast the honeyed tongue of a flatterer. Oh, but 'tis hot today. The air seems stifling, does it not?
Yea, mistress. The air is indeed sultry. It seems to have turned so quite suddenly.
But make haste, Julia. The hour approaches for my meeting with Livius, and I want to be awaiting him in the garden when he comes. My robe, Julia.
Here, mistress. Oh, but be careful, for I do not wish to disarrange your hair. Ah, there, 'tis on. How ravishing you look.
Now, my umbrella, Julia.
Here, mistress.
Nay, stupid. Not this white one. Give me the violet one with the pearls embroidered at the edge of it.
Very well, mistress. Here it is.
Now then, Julia, stand away from me and hold up this mirror while I open my umbrella so that I may see how it becomes me.
Yea, mistress. Is this all right?
Ah, yes. This color is beautiful against my white skin. Is it not? Why, what is that, Julia?
I do not know, mistress.
Why, the floor is swaying beneath me.
Look out, mistress! The wall, it's cracking! It's falling!
Drusilla! Drusilla! Julia, where's your mistress?
Alas, Master Julius, you were too late. She lies buried beneath that crumbled wall. Oh, why have the gods done this terrible thing to her?
Yea, verily, I cannot understand it. What could she have done to have aroused their wrath?
Oh, she did nothing, Master. She did but open her umbrella, and the wall fell upon her.
Truly, Julia, by opening her umbrella in the house, she provoked the anger of the gods. 'Tis an omen.
Oh. And so, you see, Drusilla died as a result of opening her umbrella indoors. Now maybe you won't be so quick to say it's all superstition.
Oh, Nancy, you don't mean to tell me that you believe she was killed on account of opening an umbrella. Don't you see that whether she had done so or not, that earthquake would have occurred just the same? And if she hadn't been killed by that, well, her husband would have killed her anyway.
Well, then, if the wall hadn't crumbled and her husband had killed her, it still proves that by opening the umbrella, she would have had bad luck.
Oh, of all the absurd arguments. Don't you see that her husband wouldn't have killed her because she opened the umbrella indoors, but because his wife had been unfaithful to him? So you took up all this time with such nonsense. See, I've got to get started or I'll be late.
Well, do be careful, Gordon.
Oh, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen to me. Goodbye, dear.
Oh, what happened, Gordon?
What happened? I just tripped over that confounded umbrella and fell down a whole flight of stairs. That's what happened.
Oh, there. Now, didn't I tell you you'd have bad luck from opening that umbrella in the house?
Oh, go sit on a tack.
And so when Gordon fell down the stairs, Nancy was convinced beyond all doubt that by opening an umbrella in the house, you can't escape bad luck. Well, au revoir and good luck to you.